I was born in Hobart, Tasmania, which is one of the states of Australia. And I grew up initially in a very small town, actually called Snug, right on the water. And I used to love going to the beach and playing with things like jellyfish or ants, which in Australia are often quite poisonous. So my mom was not real happy about that. But I think that indicates to me that I probably was fascinated by living creatures really, really early. And I was one of those lucky people who quite quickly knew what they were interested in. And I was really interested in animals, just of all kinds. And so growing up, which I did mostly in Tasmania before we moved to Melbourne, which is a different city for my last year of high school, growing up in Tasmania, we had various animals that we kept at home. And I realized as I was going through high school that what was getting me more and more fascinated was, you know, how did life really work? Luckily, there was science, and in particular, there was biology and trying to understand the, you know, the biochemistry, the molecules of life that was there to fascinate me. So I was a fortunate person that, you know, I had teachers who encouraged me in this kind of thing and just to have found what I loved. Well, when I finished high school, I was lucky because I knew the kind of studies that I would need to do if I was to stay in the science of biology, which I decided I wanted to be a scientist. And to me, that was being a biologist. So I went to the University of Melbourne and I got an excellent education there. Interestingly, it was like the education that was common then, which was that you really had to specialize very early. And so I was taking science classes and math classes, you know, right from the get-go. And they didn't really have a requirement that you broaden your education, which in a way I've regretted. And I often envy my younger colleagues and friends in the US, because when you get a college education, there's a lot of emphasis on trying to make sure you have a broader education than just becoming specialized. So my major ended up being in biochemistry, which is essentially, you know, the chemistry of the molecules of life. And in those days, there was a lot of emphasis on proteins and the interest in DNA and RNA, you know, DNA carrying all the genetic information and RNA being a chemical relative of DNA that is used to transfer the information from the DNA genetic code to the cells that then read out this information. It's called translation, and turn that information into proteins. So that's the sequence of amino acids, which are the building blocks of proteins. Those get determined by the sequence of the building blocks in the DNA genetic code. So all of this was just emerging at the University of Melbourne time for me. So I really wanted to study this more. And so I went to Cambridge, England, where there was a terrific center of people who worked on DNA and RNA, and particularly one laboratory, a man called Fred Sanger, who actually won not one but two Nobel Prizes for his research. And so I was in a research lab in Cambridge, in England, you know, which is very cold and dark in the winter, but I really liked the lab because we were working with people who were all very fascinated with how does DNA work? How does the genetic code work? So it was very stimulating to be among other scientists who were all trying to work out, you know, how does life work at the level of how does the DNA genetic code work? So that was my PhD. And often in biological sciences, if you want a career where you can have research activities, you know, pretty much for most of your career, you often do more research, which is called the postdoctoral period. So you get your doctorate, which is a PhD degree. And then after that, it's very common to do postdoctoral research. So that's when I moved to the United States. I did postdoctoral research with a terrific mentor This was at Yale University, and I was working with a scientist called Dr. Gall, who was a really good biologist and would also adopt any novel new technologies that were going at the time. And it happened that sequencing the nucleotides in DNA was at that time a really new technology, and I'd learned that in Cambridge. So I went to his research group, and he knew exactly the right organism, the right creature that had the kind of right DNA for me to study.